You know, you could only hope that the case of a little girl left in a cold car for more than 8 hours while her mother was inside Maryland Live Casino was something that was an isolated, just a terrible, singular case of neglect. But it's such a concern for security guards and police that there's actually a category of this type of crime required to be reported by all Maryland casinos. Susan Reimer, columnist for the Baltimore Sun, joins us because she looks into this special type of neglect that probably happens more than you know. Susan, thank you so much for being with us.
Good to be here.
You know, it's just terrible to think about this on any day, but when it's so cold, when it may be 2 degrees tonight and who knows what with the wind chill tomorrow, the thought of a child inside a vehicle while their caregiver or parent or what have you is inside gambling is just unbelievable.
It's clear that it's part of the responsibility of the security teams at these casinos, although the casinos would not confirm that to our reporters. Part of the reason why they patrol the parking lots is not just to prevent car theft or break-ins or to help patrons who might have a dead battery or a flat tire or something, but it's to look for children in the cars. And the woman, Alicia Brown, who was arrested for leaving her child in the car for more than 8 hours on New Year's Eve Day, had actually covered the back window with a blanket so it would not be easy for police to see or security guards to see inside the car and see the four-year-old was in there. Cold weather, hot weather, regardless of the weather, you know, nice day. The idea that children can be left in cars by people who have gambling problems and that we have to police the parking lots to prevent this really shook me.
Yeah, you did some research and you found that there's an organization called Casino Watch that actually keeps track of these types of stories.
Yeah, it keeps like a running list of news reports from all over the world of cases where children have been found in cars while caregivers were gambling for as little as 45 minutes in one case while a mother was inside playing video poker in a convenience store to a caregiver who left three toddlers in her car for 11 hours. It's in New Zealand, they tracked more than 120 children were left in cars over a two-year period at gambling casinos.
It's incredible. The casino has not responded, and as you said, not giving us much information, but it's almost like they need a poster as soon as you walk in the door. If you're coming here to gamble, make sure your children aren't in the car.
Yeah. Yeah. Experts in addictive behavior suggest that people who are addicted to slots or other forms of gambling can truly go into a trance-like state in which the adrenaline rush...
Well, they have no concept of time either.
Correct. Correct. And 8 hours disappears, or 10 hours, or 2 hours, whatever. And they are clearly incapable. Pennsylvania has a couple of state legislators who want to make it a felony with big fines and jail time of like 3 to 7 years for doing this. Right now, it's just a misdemeanor. But again, the experts say the punishment's not going to be a deterrent for somebody who has a problem this bad, that they would leave a child unattended. Treatment is the, in you hope, effective treatment. It would be the only answer.
So is that what you're hoping for? Or what would you push for? What is your point?
Well, I don't have one, except that of all the bad byproducts of gambling, of legalized gambling, boy, I didn't see this one coming. You know what I mean? I thought, you know, it's a tax on the poor, it's a tax on the old. People will be spending money they don't have or that they might need for essential things. There is no bottom of the bottle for gamblers. You know, there's no end. These places are open 24 hours. But I, honest to God, did not see this coming. That gambling was brought to this state in order to benefit children and to benefit education. And once again, it's the kids who are paying the price for the adults.
When you say you didn't see this coming, you and me both. Susan Reimer, columnist for the Baltimore Sun, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.